Time for our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hotson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater. And we're only a few weeks away from what's a fantastic event for the community, in addition to a great fundraiser for the Tibbetts Opera House. It's the 36th annual Tibbetts Auction in the Emerald City. And joining us in the studio, Auction Committee Chair Christine Lewis and Sarah Zimmer, the Special Events and Developments Director. And Christine, we talked about this before. Every year you guys kind of come up with a theme. This year's theme is one I think that's universal for all of us. In the Emerald City.
Well, it's universal for all of us because most of us think about the Wizard of Oz, yeah. But we're combining it with the play Wicked, so there will be a lot of witches and a lot of things going on, all the traditional characters, some a little crazy. We have the mayor welcoming us and a lot of decorations. You know, yeah. Because we are a theater, we've tried to make this event show some of our talents, whether it's in backdrops or people in costume, and the community is actually getting very involved in this as the years go on, showing up in costume. Yeah. And so we have a good look at our community, too, when they come in. Kids will be in costume and marching in the parade, and some of us will be there with them. It should be a good time.
Yeah, I have several friends I know that could pass as munchkins, so that would work out. Mm-hmm. The main stage part of it, though, is the auction. Of course, there's the silent auction downstairs and the main stage auction, Sarah, and you guys have put together. I know this more stuff is coming in every day for you guys, but there's some fantastic stuff that'll be on stage, right?
Oh, absolutely. What I love about the auction is all of the community shows their support, and that just feels so good. So right off the bat, we have a Swix TV and Appliance that donated this awesome LG sound bar. It's wireless. You can put it under your TV. You can hook up to your music on the cloud. It's just really, really cool. So it could definitely enhance your movie experiences. Cooley's Jewelry donated some gorgeous items. We have a beautiful necklace and earring set, and we also have an emerald necklace pendant, which is gorgeous.
That fits the theme.
Yeah. It does. It's perfect. We have a couple of spa packages, one from Panache Salon Spa in Angola and another one from Studio 17 in Quincy. We also have DJ for the day.
Yeah, people could sit in those very seats right there.
I know, they could. They could be here with you from 6 to 10 a.m. in the morning and host a show with you. And we also have Tibbetts private movie night. You can get 50 people, 50 friends, guests, and you can all do a viewing experience at the Tibbetts. You can have snacks and all sorts of things. And so those are just a few of the items. And we, of course, have many amazing dinners for, you know, the Epicureans and us all.
Yes, so. It's tickets, lots of trips and those kinds of things, too. And Christine, though, too, part of it is the something for everybody in the silent auction downstairs, really from any price range, right?
It's all price ranges. We start out very small. We have kind of the $1, $2, $3 items, and baskets are put together by a local sorority. And then there were big items. They can go to thousands of dollars if you can get a real bargain while you're down there or upstairs. It just depends on who's bidding against you. Lots of things. There's lots of food items, lots of baskets. There are things put together that you have to read the tag because you'll have to know what's in there because the baskets are so elaborate. You could miss something. There's tickets to other performances at other theaters. There's just, if you can name it, we probably will have it either in the silent or the live auction. Of course, the live auction starts out with the only free thing of the night, and that's our free giveaway. This year, it's quite a nice surprise for us. It's a little game we play. The last man standing wins, and there's no bidding involved. We start that at 8 o'clock. We have a little something going on before that will bring everybody together and start laughing early and get ready for the auction itself. And that starts at 8 o'clock. But the doors open at 6 o'clock. The silent auction starts at 6:15. Live auction at 8. And it just as a thought, if the Tibbetts was ever part of your childhood and or part of your adult life, this is the time that you can help support the Tibbetts and keep our doors open. We pay the electric, we pay the gas, all of those kinds of things that we don't think about on an everyday basis. But this is what this money goes for, and it'll keep the doors open for another generation, for your children and hopefully their children as this restoration goes on. This is not restoration money. This is what we pay the bills with.
Yeah, and sometimes I think that something like that gets taken for granted at times, that it's always there for us, but it always needs the support for it. And speaking of which, you've got a lot of local businesses and individuals who've really helped out in additional sponsorship too for the auction, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have quite a few cash sponsors, which actually help enable us throw this big party and help fund some of the activities of the evening. So, for instance, Ken and Becky Bible from Coldwater Sendiered Metal Products and Company were great donors this year, so we appreciate that. We also have the Beta Sigma Phi Sorority. On top of that, they also make baskets for us.
And then William and Sharon Chinnery donated.
Dr. Matthew C. Christopher, DDS, PC.
Marble Lake Resort and Marina.
Parish Excavating and Company.
Taylor Plant and Watkins.
We have Branch County Abstract Title and Company.
Case Welding and Fabrication.
Doug's Auto Recyclers.
Edward Jones with Greg Bruder.
Gross Stabil Corporation.
And the Honorable Michael and Dorothy Cherry.
And Austin Machine and Tooling.
And don't forget Doug and Mary Lake.
Good stuff. And again, that helps you kind of put together this whole party atmosphere. And really, that's what it is for the night. You're doing it, obviously, through the auction, but it also just makes it a fun social event, too.
Yeah, we have a couple of fun activities as well. We've got, not only do we have food and drinks throughout the evening for our guests, but we also have little snacks along the way. We have a great photo booth that you can go get your photos taken for free. And that's by Feature Photo Booth LLC.
And don't forget the wine pull.
That's right.
That's exciting. For $10, you have a chance on the very expensive wine, or maybe a little bit lesser, but it's a fun thing. You won't know till the end what you get. But that's, and we have our glasses. If you're a collector, we have them once again, engraved glasses.
Yeah, and they look pretty good this year. And all those wine donations coming in, I'm very impressed. I'm really happy the way people are donating. Got some good choices this year.
All right.
Yeah, and also don't forget the Branch County Career Center, who has they've catered this event for the last several years, and they're doing it again. And some of the ideas that these kids and Kristen Dogan has, they'll be outstanding. So just that alone is worth coming for.
Yeah.
Again, doors open at 6. The silent auction starts at 6:15. The main stage auction beginning at 8 o'clock, but you want to be there a little bit earlier than that for all the fun activities that are happening. And folks can look online to obviously track some more of the items on your Facebook page, keep up to date on some of the stuff too.
That's right. Check out our Facebook page or go to www.tibbetts.org and click the little icon that says In the Emerald City, and it'll take you to a page where you can see some live auction items.
Thanks for coming in, guys. Christine Lewis, Auction Committee Chair, and Sarah Zimmer, Special Events and Development Director of the Tibbetts, with us as we get ready for the Tibbetts Auction coming up on Saturday, November 7th at the Tibbetts Opera House on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.